starting another brand new hour of the Steve Gruber Show live from Studio G in the heart of America. I'm Steve Gruber fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. I'm going to tell you the truth no matter what. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to be brutally honest. God bless America. Let's do this. It's the next hour. Three big things you need to know to start this hour. Number one, New York police officers and sheriff's deputies have been killed in a shootout near Syracuse. We'll have that story coming up. Tragedy. Number two, it seems even the loudest of the Never Trumpers are coming back home because Joe Biden and the far left, well, their politics are so bad they have to do something, so they're coming back to the Republican Donald Trump. And number three, how close to the edge are we today? How close to the edge are we as we sit here today? Joe Biden's a weakling in the White House. Weakness creates problems, creates danger. So many places around the globe could trigger a global war right now. None more prominent than the Middle East, and that begs the question, what next? What next? First, let's start with some good news, all right? Let's start with a little bit of good news. Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner of the IDF says it was a remarkable success. The defense against the Iranian attack in Israel on Saturday, you know, most of the missiles, most of the drones, most of the projectiles launched at Israel never made it to Israel. Many were shot down over Jordan. Many were shot down over Iraq, which just further isolates Iran from the rest of its neighbors in the Middle East. But listen to this.
Probably unprecedented in the nature of modern warfare and the type, this type of rocket standoff attacks that we experienced, how it worked so well. 99% interception rate is extremely high, but it's because we all worked together.
What coordination, Lieutenant Colonel, was there as well with your Arab partners and allies in the region?
So I won't go into specifics. Of course, there is great opportunities, strategic opportunities in facing the diabolical intentions of Iran together, because Iran has only proven through the last 6 months and extensively in the last 24 hours of their ill intention, their will to destabilize the region. And that is why there is a very strong, I would say, strong message to Iran.
Yeah, very strong message to Iran, to say the least. Here's the thing. It was a remarkable show of technology. The Arrow system, we'll just call it strategic defense, first put into the possibilities by Ronald Reagan. It was called Star Wars. Remember, oh, Ronald Reagan. The Democrats attacked Ronald Reagan for having a missile defense system, which made perfect sense then. It makes perfect sense today. We have similar defensive strategies. But what I am trying to figure out, if you watched any of the live action, you saw this thing flying around up there. You see this cluster of lights moving around. And boom, 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 taking things out around it. Is that new technology? Is that next-gen technology defending Israel? Was it an Air Force plane? Was it something else? Was it the mother of all drones up there? Nobody's going to tell us, but it was interesting to consider. Was it a UFO? Ooh. Could be. From the Israeli Defense Fund, and the Israeli Defense Force, I should say, an educational video about Iran and the terror groups they pay. If you want to understand Iran, let's do a little show and tell. And it is the Israeli Defense Fund, IDF. All right, listen to this.
Who is the world's biggest sponsor of terrorism? Iran. Over the past four decades, Iran has exerted its power and continues strengthening its proxies. Hezbollah, the Houthis, Hamas, and many corrupt regimes like in Syria and Venezuela, among others. Iran's axis of terror primarily operates through weapon and financial distribution. They fund Hezbollah with over $700 million a year, while also providing them with an assortment of weapons and missiles. Similarly, in Yemen, Iran has provided the Houthi terrorist group there with an assortment of Iranian UAVs, anti-tank guided missiles, and ballistic and cruise missiles, among other weapons. Iran recently increased Hamas's annual funding to $100 million, in addition to training Hamas terrorists. In recent years, Iran and Hamas have increased their partnership substantially, increasing Iran's internal involvement inside Gaza. Iran also heavily funds and supports the terrorist regime of Bashar al-Assad in Syria, providing them with training and weapons, and sending their own IRGC forces to fight in the Syrian civil war, to maintain Assad's regime in power and secure a safe route to smuggle weapons into Lebanon and access the Mediterranean Sea. Iran has even expanded their access to South America, gaining access to the extensive Latin American drug trade network in order to fund their global terrorism, as well as having a friendly base of operation across the globe. Now, they are showing their real face, the architects of global terrorism.
Pretty good lesson, isn't it? The architects of global terrorism, Iran. And instead of doing something to knock Iran back in its place, Joe Biden is not going to further sanction the oil that Iran's selling, 2 million barrels a day that have been allowed to be sold now to China. You know, those barrels of oil were sanctioned under Donald Trump. $60 billion has been released, and the administration would claim, well, it's only for humanitarian purposes. That's bunk. You know that. So do I. It is fungible. $60 billion is there. Iran has access to it. Say what you want, but there it is. It's on the table, all done, right? Senator Marco Rubio says, leaking the call, by the way, between Joe Biden and Netanyahu, which happened over the weekend. There were leaks about what that conversation was about. Joe Biden saying, do not go after Iran. That was reckless, to say the least. Listen.
We go from that to the other extreme, which is Joe Biden telling Netanyahu, take the win, don't do anything. And then his people leaking it to the media, leaking it to the press. And what it sets up is they know that Israel's going to respond. They know this for a fact. So why would the White House leak it? There's only one reason they leak that. And that is that so when Israel does respond, the White House can say, we told them not to do it. And at least somehow, in some way, appease these so-called peace activists, by the way, these so-ceasefire now people who were out yesterday cheering the launch of hundreds of rockets and drones and missiles against Israel. People that are out there cheering military attacks of this scale and scope are not peace activists. These are anti-Semites, anti-Israel, pro-terrorist elements out there. And we need to stop calling them peace activists. They are not peace activists.
No, they are not peace activists, Senator. Not at all. They're agitators and people that want war and discourse and divisiveness. They want problems. So the question is, what is going to happen next with Israel and Iran? We'll keep an eye on that today. It's incredibly important. In the weakest point of American, this is weaker than when Jimmy Carter was in the White House and hostages were being held in Iran. We're in a weaker position now. Folks, the attack on excellence in America is putting our lives, our country's future at risk. All in the name of diversity. Standards are being lowered everywhere in medicine, engineering, science, and law, and just names a few areas. The American Medical Association, for example, has declared that medicine is imbued with white supremacy and that it was therefore lowering the standards on medical school entrance exams. The same is happening in law and other fields. You can read about this in the latest issue of Imprimis, Hillsdale College's free digest of liberty that goes to more than 6.5 million homes and businesses. You should be on the list. Imprimis gives you smart constitutional commentary from conservatives like Christopher Rufo, Victor Davis Hanson, Heather McDonald, and Hillsdale's president, Larry Arnn. If you don't already get it, you can receive a free subscription at GruberForHillsdale.com. You should be getting this, folks. GruberForHillsdale.com. There's absolutely no cost or obligation. Hillsdale produces and mails Imprimis as part of our educational mission. Sign up for it today. GruberForHillsdale.com. Coming up, David Kallman's going to join me, and he's got an update on a lawsuit involving John Gibbs. He was a guy who ran for Congress in 2022. It's been a bumpy road since.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Well,
at the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michigan.com.